As I said in my introduction to our previous session, your interests, academic strengths, particular skills, and so on, shall all carry significant weight in helping you select the best career, but you should not forget your personality in all these considerations. We shall spend this session thinking about how your choice of job should relate to the type of person you are. In recent years, something called the Enneagram has been used by various people to help them work out what type of people they are. It is believed that understanding your basic personality type can help you to understand yourself better and deal with the problems you may face in life. The word Enneagram comes from the Greek words meaning nine and drawing. An Enneagram is, then, a drawing or diagram which divides people into nine different basic types. I'll go through the types one by one. You should try to jot down a few notes on each type. Type one is the perfectionist. You know, the sort of person who always wants to get everything just right. This type of person is usually conscientious and rational, critical and rigid. The giver is type two, the sort of person who relates well to people and is demonstrative, but who can be quite forceful and manipulative, forcing others to do things they don't really want to do. The third type is the performer. We all know what performers are, those people who like to have an audience. They are competitive and efficient, and pay a lot of attention to image and how other people see them. Do you recognize yourself here? Or are you a different type? Type four is the romantic, the sort of person who is very creative but not very realistic. This type of person can get depressed easily and often wants what is not possible. The observer is the fifth type. These people are quite emotionally distant. They keep themselves detached from people and feelings, and they are usually rather wise. An observer enjoys privacy. Type six is the questioner. Now, this label is self-explanatory, isn't it? The questioner likes to ask questions about everything. He or she cannot simply accept things and tends to worry about everything. They can be fearful people who are always on the lookout for danger. The seventh type is called the epicure. This type of person is rather sensual and likes looking at things, smelling things, touching things, and feeling things. He or she shows great interest in everything and is usually happy. But the epicure is so keen to have new experiences that he or she is reluctant to make commitments. Epicures are childlike and prefer other people to make decisions. The boss, type 8, is also self-explanatory. We all know people who like to be in charge. These people enjoy a good verbal battle. They are protective but love to have control. The ninth type, the mediator, is the sort of person who is good at dealing with other people's problems. Mediators are stable and patient, and they can forget problems quite easily, often by simply watching television or eating a good meal, but also through drinking alcohol. Now, before we discuss what type you think you are, I should like to point out that all these nine types can be related to two other types in the Enneagram. That is to say, each type takes on additional characteristics depending on whether he or she is feeling relaxed or stressed. I'll give you one example. The perfectionist, when relaxed, takes on certain epicure characteristics and becomes sensual and happy. When stressed, however, the perfectionist takes on the more negative traits of the romantic. In other words, he or she can become depressed quite easily and want what is unavailable. The arrows in the diagram show how the types are related. When relaxed, you take on the positive traits of the personality type your arrow points towards. When you are stressed, you assume the negative trays of the type whose arrow points towards you. Now, let me switch on the overhead projector, and we can look at the diagram together for a few minutes.